This is episode 2117 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a series that's part of a collection of meditation series we've been exploring that have to do with the classic Yoga Sutras written by the ancient Indian sage Patanjali. This is actually our fourth week exploring these yamas. There are five yamas. Yamas are considered to be abstinences or things to refrain from that help you to live with a higher conscience. And we explored the first yama, which is nonviolence. We also explored the second yama, which is truthfulness. And last week, we did an entire series on non-stealing, which has to do with not allowing your negative habits or thoughts or words steal away from your quality of life. Well, we find ourselves this week exploring Brahmacharya, which is the yama that has to do with abstinence. Many people consider this to be abstinence from one of the most powerful energies out there, sexual energy. Brahmacharya, the fourth yama, also involves directing your energy away from all those outside influences and instead towards your inner qualities, finding peace and happiness within yourself without relying on anything outside of you to fulfill or meet your needs. So in this week's series, you're going to pursue how you direct your energy. What do you direct your thoughts and your focus towards with your actions, your words, your thoughts, all your deeds? And you have, as always, in each week's series, a quest. This is a special challenge for you. And I encourage you to do this every single day. I encourage you to abstain from those things that take you outside yourself. This could mean for you, maybe you're seeking more money, or you want to look better, or you want something that maybe has to do more with external appearances. And instead, you want to use restraint and bring the focus more inward. So if you want to look better or more beautiful, you could focus on having more inner beauty, sharing your love, sharing gratitude with others to cultivate your inner beauty. This is a very important quality that you could develop because our world seems to be so much more and more externally influenced. So when you cultivate those beautiful inner qualities, you begin to feel more confident and you begin to empower yourself. If you're focusing more on your wealth or things that you think will make you happier or stronger or more secure, you might consider how living more simply could make you feel more in control of your life. Because when you pare things down, you don't have this need for so many things outside yourself. So that is your challenge this week. You could call it a restraint quest. Have a little more restraint than usual. And I especially encourage you to do this in regard to how you interact with others. Brahmacharya does also have to do with controlling or restraining your sexual energy. So focus on having more meaningful connections, deeper soul connections with your loved ones. If you want more deeper insight, as well as full 30-minute guided meditations, you can find those, as always, on my app, which is the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try this app for 2 weeks, free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. You receive a journal for each week's series, as well as a guide with all the different meditation techniques on that guide. So again, that's the Sip and Om meditation app. Right now, I encourage you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you calm your mind and your body, begin to notice where you feel a sense of lack within yourself, where you feel as though you need something outside yourself to meet your needs. Become aware of this. Begin to notice this all week long. And now become aware of your strengths, your inner strengths, those unique qualities about yourself that you might not always share. And notice if your beautiful inner qualities just may help you meet your own needs. Reflect on this as you meditate. Meditate for as long as you feel comfortable. At the point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer, that's a good place to end your meditation. End it on a high note. So reflect now on how you can meet your own needs with your own internal strengths. You are so worth slowing down for.